This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu today presented the My Bharat National Service Scheme Awards for the year 2022-23 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. She presented 40 awards to NSS units and their program officers and NSS volunteers. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports confers the National Service Scheme Award every year to recognize the exceptional contributions of NSS volunteers, units and program officers in community service and nation building. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy, along with Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu, today performed Bhumi Pujan and inaugurated the much-awaited Namchik Nampuk coal mine in Changlang District, Arunachal Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister described the project as a symbol of new hope, marking a significant step toward development and energy security in Northeast India. He informed that the Namchik Nampuk coal mine has a coal reserve capacity of 1.5 crore tons and has officially become operational from today. Mr. Reddy emphasized that coal remains the backbone of the energy sector and plays a crucial role in national development. He noted that India is the second largest producer and consumer of coal and holds the fifth largest coal reserve globally, underscoring the sector's importance in the country's future growth. The minister also expressed confidence that the new coal field would generate employment opportunities for the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in his address, said that the state is expected to earn an annual revenue of rupees 100 crore from the Namchik Nampuk coal field. He further stated that both the state and central governments are working together to make more coal fields functional in the near future, which will bring substantial benefits to the people of Arunachal Pradesh. India and the European Union will begin the 14th round of negotiations in Brussels today to finalize a free trade agreement. The fresh round of talks between senior officials will extend over the period of 5 days. This will be followed up by another meeting between Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal and his EU counterpart Maros Sefcovic in South Africa on the sidelines of the G20 Trade Commissioners Summit. A six-member high-level committee chaired by the Commissioner of Medical Education has been constituted to probe the fire incident at Sawai Man Singh Hospital in Jaipur, which claimed 6 lives. The blaze broke out in the trauma ICU on the second floor last night, where 11 patients were admitted. Trauma Centre in charge Dr. Anurag Dhakkar said the fire was caused by a short circuit and spread rapidly, releasing toxic gases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the tragedy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was deeply saddened by the incident and extended his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones. Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma assured the injured of proper treatment and care. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today inaugurated the first phase of the Patna Metro Rail Service today. After a wait of 6 years, the much-awaited metro service in Patna has finally become a reality. The construction of the project was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in February 2019. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also transferred 10,000 rupees each to 21 lakh women beneficiaries under the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana through direct benefit transfer. This is the third phase of fund transfer to the beneficiaries under the scheme. More than 1.1 crore women beneficiaries have been selected for the scheme in Bihar. Curfew has been imposed in Cuttack, Odisha till tomorrow morning following violent clashes during a Durga Puja idol immersion procession. Internet services have been suspended and stringent restrictions have been imposed in the city to restore law and order. Speaking to the media, Additional Police Commissioner Narsinga Bhola said that except for emergency services such as hospitals, grocery shops and petrol pumps, all other commercial establishments will remain closed during the curfew. The violence took place on Friday night when some locals objected to loud music during an immersion procession. The Supreme Court has sought a response from the Centre and Union Territory of Ladakh on a plea filed by Sonam Wangchuk's wife Gitanjali J. Angmo. She has challenged Sonam Wangchuk's detention under the National Security Act, seeking his immediate release. However, a bench of Justices Arvind Kumar and N.V. Anjaria refused to pass any order on providing grounds of detention to Wangchuk's wife. The next hearing will be held on the 14th of this month. The India Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jammu Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi NCR today. Delhi and adjoining areas are also likely to experience hailstorm conditions today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.